June the 29th, 2009. Embryo donation. During the weekend, two couples and their families invited the media, newspapers, TV and radio, to interview them about embryo donation. The first couple had two teenage boys, and the second couple had a three-month-old baby girl. Couple One's 16-year-old son was born because of IVF treatment. IVF means in vitro fertilization, or test tube babies. At the time, 12 other embryos from those parents were frozen so that they could have another child later if they wanted to. However, they decided they did not want any more children, so these embryos were not used. These were two-cell embryos stored in liquid nitrogen at minus 196 degrees Celsius. Couple Two had been trying for 9 years to have a baby, but without success. In 2005, the law changed to allow embryo donations. Parents with frozen embryos who did not need them could now give them to another couple, and this is what happened. Couple One looked through information about couples who could not have children and chose Couple Two early last year. The two couples met and talked. In fact, they talked for 4 hours and found that they liked each other. Couple One were happy to donate one of their frozen embryos to Couple Two. The embryo had been frozen for nearly 16 years, so doctors did not know whether it was still okay. It was put into the woman's womb, and 2 weeks later, tests showed that she was pregnant. Now they have a beautiful 3-month-old girl. Both Couple One and Two would like more people to know about embryo donation.